And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great guest for you today from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Captain Dwayne Diego. Just back from some amazing travels with some amazing fishing, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Max is in route. He had some technical difficulties, shall we call it, this morning, and he's in route here this morning. Dwayne Diego is here. So great to see our friend Dwayne.
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, going great. And oh my gosh, have you been on some travels, dude?
Yeah, it's been a fun winter for sure.
Yeah, pull that mic right up close to you. And
hello, just,
there we go, yeah. So what have you been doing?
Just chasing the sun, staying warm, staying out of this rain that happened here all winter. But yeah, just kind of cruising. I was in Baja for the first 5 months of the winter from October till, I think, in February, and I came back for the show, and then scooted on down to...
Yeah, you were at PCS, right?
Yep, we came up and had a booth there, did a seminar too, and...
Dude, that was a great show.
Yeah, it was such an epic show.
Yeah.
They're doing a really good job with it, and it's really good to see. I think our community and our industry needed a show like that, and so I think that's the one.
Yeah. You going to be there next year again?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You had your own booth. You were selling Pinnacle T-shirts.
Yeah, and booking trips.
Booking trips, yeah.
Saying hi.
Yeah.
I was up here for 2 weeks, and then shot down to Indonesia. We did Sumatra and then Bali and then headed over to Australia.
Did some fishing and surfing.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Following the salty crew dream.
Yep. Chasing the sun.
Yeah. That's so cool. And then you went down to Australia.
Yeah, I went down to Australia. I went and visited a really close friend over there. Fishes a bunch. One of the salty crew guys. And we trailed his boat 12 hours up the Queensland coast to North Queensland and fished Great Barrier Reef for a few days and did some filming. shooting, and it was pretty all time. It was a kind of a trip of all levels, you know. Like at one point, we didn't think we were going to do the trip, and then the weather was kind of thwarting us, and we just put our heads down and punched through, and ended up having a couple really good glory days of GT fishing. So
glory days is like I posted that one picture on our Instagram Facebook page of that. How big was that GT? Giant Trevally.
Yeah, giant Trevally. It was low in 75. Said that the boy said it could have been closer to 80.
Huge. What do they pull like?
Freight trains.
Freight trains.
Like the yellowtail on steroids. They pull and dig so hard, and they know where the reef is. They know where they can bury.
They're smart. They don't get that big without.
No.
Yeah.
Very aggressive fish, though. I don't think I've come across a fish that is that aggressive on topwater lures.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
The video you showed me, and I don't know, can people access that video?
That was just a clip from some of the footage we got from the filming session out there. That's all going to be put together for a Salty Crew edit that's going to be dropping in July.
Wow. Yeah. So we'll keep us posted on that so we can let our listeners know. But and you're using not topwater stuff, but you're using stick baits, right?
Yeah, we're using floating stick baits. Kind of pick your poison, whoever makes the one you like.
The bigger the better?
I would say, yeah. I was using a 220.
Whew.
220 millimeter.
How was your shoulders?
Fine.
Yeah.
I was a bit worried, but no, it's fine. Fortunately, I cast both hands, so if I get tired on one side, I cast with the other.
Nice.
Et cetera. But yeah, it's just bombing big 220 floating stick baits as far as you could out, and then as soon as it hits the water, rod tip at like 11, 12 o'clock, and speed wind it across the surface, getting to skitter or skip bait as you would.
So up high.
Yeah. They didn't want poppers. They didn't want a subsurface presentation. They wanted to chase it down like a dog chases a cat.
Yeah.
That would raise up the bigger fish, and hey, the bites were amazing.
Explosive.
Yeah, it was like similar to watching a flying fish get blown up on.
Yeah. So, pretty cool.
It was epic, yeah.
What an experience.
Yeah, we're stoked.
Of all the fish that you've caught over the years, whether it be bluefin here in Southern California, yellowtail, GTs, I mean, you've caught some pretty exotic stuff down in Fiji and Sumatra or whatever. What's the your favorite?
I'm going to say GTs for sure, GTs. Especially after this trip. I heard all the stories about Great Barrier Reef and how good it could be, and you know, I've seen the videos and all my friends over there doing it, and then I finally got a taste of it, and the place is just absolutely tapped as far as the fishery is concerned. And then, you know, you got the king of the reef, the GTs there, and we had bites of fish north of 85, 90 pounds this last trip that we missed, or you know what I mean?
Can't stop, right?
No, dude. Fortunately, none of us got rocked or reefed.
Wow.
We pulled hooks, but nobody got reefed. That was kind of like an agreement we had between all of us. Like, we're not getting reefed. Like, just pull hard. Like, if you're going to bust it off, but don't get reefed.
What's the tackle? Or what are you using?
You know, I ended up taking a Cerate 18,000 down there with a 100-pound braid on it, and then I got a killer Daiwa popping rod down there, one of the PE-rated actual popping rods.
So, spinning tackle.
Yeah, definitely spinning tackle.
Big spinning tackle.
And then I also took down a couple Lexa 500 8-to-1 gear ratio ones with the power handle and 80-pound braid, and then I got a couple of those Daiwa Ardito travel rods, the musky ones, the extra heavies, and I ended up using that the whole time.
Wow.
The whole time. Like, it absolutely killed it down there.
No kidding.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I'm going to use
it. It's a musky rod.
Yeah.
With a spinning reel.
No, with a Daiwa Lexa 500.
Oh, with Alexa.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And I told myself, I'm going to use this until I get absolutely smoked by something on it, and it never happened, and I don't really like spinning tackle.
Well,
I'm not very accurate with it.
Yeah, people in the West Coast, that's just what we do.
Yeah, and my arm muscle, it's weird. You fish that hard all day, that many casts with that heavy a gear, your arms get sore if you're not used to holding a rod.
Sure.
You know, but then I can go to a 10-foot jig stick with a 40-size Daiwa Saltigue on it, and I can cast it a million times all day.
Right.
You know, so it was just my arm wasn't comfortable with the way I was holding the spinning rod and fishing that hard, so I just went back to the Daiwa Lexa.
To what you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That is so cool. So, other big exciting news with Pinnacle Sport Fishing is a new boat, huh?
Yeah, we're super, super excited. We took delivery of a brand new 2024 Everglades 33 console. Powered with twin 450 Yamahas.
Oh.
So, yeah, she's just getting dolled up in the yard right now. We're about halfway through our bait system modification on it, and after that we should be ready to rock.
And what's the cruising speed on that little gem?
The cruising speed's I think like 38.
Wow.
Top end's going to be like 62 knots.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So what are you going to do with that? You going to put it in the fleet?
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be the boat that I run. I've got finally got
still my... Still out of Dana Landing?
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Out of Dana Landing.
Cool.
Mission Bay. And finally got my back totally good. So I'll be on that boat, keeping it good. You know, obviously shaving some time off on our runs to and fro the ground.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, just being a little bit more agile and comfortable in that one.
Are you actively booking that boat right
yes,
now?
Yes, that boat is available for bookings. We're already full for June and July on that one.
No way, really?
We got a little bit left in October and probably a couple handfuls of dates left in September on that boat.
Okay. Nothing in August?
A little bit in August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So here and there. So if somebody wants to go fishing with you, now that's not your only. Of course, you still have the two Parkers.
Yeah, I have a 2820 Parker and a 2510 Parker. Both of those boats underwent some really good upgrades for the season. We got Seakeeper Ride on both of them.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. That Seakeeper Ride's an amazing system,
it
huh?
It looks incredible.
Yeah. I took the demo here, and it's impressive.
Yeah. The videos don't lie, you know.
Yeah.
You fire that thing off, it's going to definitely eliminate a bit of that bounce up on the bow.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. So you have three captains.
Yep.
You're including yourself.
Correct.
Yeah. So you'll be running three different boats in the fleet.
Yes, sir.
So I know you're probably pretty booked up, but the other boats pretty booked up?
Yeah. They're starting to get booked up. June always goes really quick for us. That's always a really hot month for us. But we still do have some bookings available on both the 28 and 25 for June and July. So jump in on those if you'd like.
Yeah. How do you book a trip?
You just give us a call direct, 619-850-7575, and give me a shout.
Find out what's available.
Yep.
Maybe get on the backup list to go on that new Everglades.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of popularity with that. But when does that hit the water and get into the fleet?
That should be in the water right around May 23rd.
Wow.
25th.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. So like I said, we're just adding a West Coast style bait system to it right behind the helm and the rigging station. We're going to rip that out and shoehorn the bait tank in there and glass
nice.
It in. And yeah, we're getting pretty close to done, and then just got to rig up all the plumbing and whatnot to it. It's a high speed pickup, obviously. And hooker pumps and sea chests and manifolds.
Wow.
And that stuff. So it's a pretty elaborate bait system, but it'll be killer once it's all done, and it'll allow us to carry total of like 115 gallons of bait.
Wow.
Which is more than enough for us on the small boat type
sure,
of thing.
Sure, especially for what your operation
is. Yep.
And what kinds of trips do you do?
Mainly, I'm going to say bluefin trips for us, especially on my boat.
Yeah.
But we do it all, you know, anything you'd like to do as far as inshore, offshore, yellowtail, sea bass, halibut, bluefin, yellowfin,
Dorado.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever the local fare is.
Yeah, but it seems to be bluefin's the hottest thing.
Yeah, and they're biting.
Yeah.
That's the good thing, right?
Yeah. It's
and all the trips originate right out of Dana Landing and Mission Bay.
Correct.
Easy parking.
Yep,
and
free parking.
Lots of food and beverage and everything there right
yeah,
at the market.
Yeah, it's got to be the most convenient landing and launch ramp in the world, I think.
Yeah.
Fuel, food, deli,
you got it all.
Beer.
Makes running an operation like yours pretty easy.
Yeah.
Well, not, it's never easy, but easier, shall we say?
Yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, the Everglades is going to primarily be your bluefin chaser, and then, like, what if people want to go to Coronado Islands or just chase local yellowtail?
I can do Coronados as well and local yellowtail as well, but also we have the smaller boats as well to do that, Parker 28 and the Parker 25.
Yeah.
Those are available for all sorts of trips as well.
Yeah. So what kind of electronics you put on all your boats?
Furuno.
Yeah, you're kind of the Furuno front page boy. Yeah.
Tried and true. That's all I've ever used, really.
Yeah. And the new Everglades is going to have a Furuno package on it?
It will.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And tell us about the new stuff on the boat. I mean, I know Furuno's introduced some new equipment.
We're just doing the TZ Touch deal. The same thing I have on all the other boats.
Easy operate?
Very easy, especially if you have your head wrapped around the system already. It's pretty plug and play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just like the commercial aspects of those systems and Furuno in general.
Yeah.
The processing units and those machines, just they kick out such a good picture. So you really get a good feel for what exactly you're looking at, not just size of fish, but types of fish, stuff like that, once you have your unit dialed in. So That's why I'm stuck on those forever now.
Yeah. What about transducers? Those are all so important when you're installing the electronics. No matter what brand you choose, transducer is critical, right?
Absolutely.
So what do you do there?
I like to do a B275HW and a B275LW, so it's a high wide and a low wide.
Wow. Do you do the... Do you do the full on through hole transducer, not the flush mount?
No, it's a through hole. And then you want to do a Furuno DFF 3D, and that gets you the side scan capabilities on the TZ Touch 2.
Oh wow!
Which allows you to see out 400 feet, 450, and down 450.
Does it really work?
It works incredible.
Does it?
Yeah, it's
wow.
A pulse sonar too. So once you hit it, it's pretty hard to lose it as long as you're turning on it.
But it's not the standard sonars in a lot of the sport boats. You don't have to have a dome installed or anything like that. It's just another transducer.
Yeah, it's another transducer and a fairing block. It's a big long one.
Yeah.
So
wow. So the new boat will have all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's going to be some kind of machine.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, to get that thing going. Have you test drove that boat?
No, we haven't even broken it in yet.
Yeah.
So we got to go ahead and finish our bait tanks, update, and then put it in the water, put 10 hours on it real quick.
Yeah. And, no grass grows under your feet, sure. You are just running. So, here for the summer, and then what?
Back down to Mexico for a handful of months, and then back to the South
Where
Pacific.
In Mexico do you go?
Down to Todesantos.
Yeah?
Yeah, just above Cabo there on the Pacific side.
So uh-huh.
A lot of surfing, a lot of fishing, a lot of surf fishing. We got a little ponga down there as well. So.
Wow.
Yeah, just...
What's the surf fishing down there like?
It's super fun. A lot of rooster fish.
No kidding.
Anywhere
in the
from
surf.
5 to 50 plus pounds. Lots of jack revolves. You'll see bonefish. Snow.
Is that just fun, or you guide down there?
No, it's just for fun.
Just for fun.
Yeah, yeah. My morning walk with my coffee and my dog.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's rad. There's still a lot of places that you can go, and your only footprints on the beach. You'll catch fish. You know, it's real peaceful, real fun.
Not Cabo anymore.
No.
Yeah. You just like flying to Cabo, get the heck out of there, right?
Yeah, yeah. You go to Costco.
Yeah, that's it. And then head north.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And then back to South Pacific or in Indonesia? Or?
Yeah, I'll probably end up in Indo again and then back down in Australia. I've promised myself that I want to do the Great Barrier Reef every year for the rest of my life.
Wow.
So I might do Fiji as well. But the GBR thing is just my brain. I'm working to get there again.
Ah, gotcha. Great Barrier Reef, GBR. Yeah. So you do a lot of this stuff with the guys over at Salty Crew, right?
Yeah, correct.
Doing filming and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and fishing. It's a tough job, Dwayne.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, it's good.
No, God bless those guys for giving us an avenue to go and be able to do these kind of trips. I wouldn't be able to do it on my own, you know.
Yeah.
And as long as I say it's work, my wife lets me go.
That's a perfect thing. That's a good wife, man. Yeah. She's great. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Captain Dwayne Diego is here. He's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to your local fishery here. I can tell you the number of bluefin that I've seen this guy catch on Facebook and Instagram is just mind-boggling. So ask him questions. You want to talk about the Indonesian fishing, the Australian fishing, Baja fishing. It's all good. And you can get through to us right now. There's a line open. JP's standing by at 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. Also, text the show option is always available. Text the show only through the Let's Talk Hookup app. You want to get through, text a question to Dwayne Diego. There's your chance just right through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on your phone, and you can get through there. And we're giving away a $300 gift certificate for a pair of Costa sunglasses. So Costa's the best. Bob Hoos was there, and the guys at Costa were there showing off some of the new stuff that they have. And somebody's going to get a caller or a texter is going to win a $300 gift certificate, good for glasses and accessories at CostaSunglasses.com. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, take your texts, talk more to Dwayne. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com, and like Pete says, they will hook you up.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO filet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here along with Dwayne Diego. Ricky will be joining us any moment now. He's winging his way down the freeway and heading here. What a great event yesterday at Dana Landing, man. Congratulations to Johnny and, of course, Steve over there and all the great vendors that showed up. You missed it, man. It was like, were you down there at all?
I didn't get down there until after it was over.
Oh, dude, you missed all the Charlie's Landing good food that they were laying
out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I fished the day before, so then I didn't get back home until like 10:30 the night before. So.
Great seminars by Corey and Benny and Afrin, and lots of good deals. I mean, people were taking bags out of stuff and make some great deals.
Nice, yeah. That's always a good event.
It's a really nice event, and such a nice venue, right? Mm-hmm. And then Ron was taking demos on all the different Hobie kayaks that he had there.
Nice.
It was Salty Crew was there. They had a big sale, and I know you're always got the latest Salty Crew stuff on, right?
Yeah.
They have just done. I mean, Jared, we were talking about it. Jared and Hayden and the whole crew over there have just done such an amazing job with Salty Crew.
Yeah. Yeah, they're killing it. The new design team is just so they're taking to the next level.
Yeah,
now,
so good. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packing up. They want to talk to you, Dwayne. Texts are rolling in. I have a great text here. Let me bring it up here real quick with my one arm. And I had, by the way, I had carpal tunnel surgery. For those that didn't see me yesterday, on Thursday, Dr. Lorenzo Pacelli, who did my left hand last year over at Scripps, is the master hand guy. If you have any injuries on your hand, Lorenzo Pacelli, and he's a fisherman.
Oh.
Yeah, he loves the Islander. He loves going bluefin fishing. So he's a great guy, and he is the most talented hand surgeon in, maybe in the world. I don't know. But the surgery is so simple when he did it, and I'll be back in gear in a couple of weeks. But yeah. So I'm kind of one-handed for a few days here. But
it'll be worth it.
It'll be worth it because there's almost no pain from the surgery.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Really cool. Yeah, it's remarkable what they can do arthroscopically now. But but thanks, Dr. Pacelli. Appreciate all you did. And, hey, this is from Douglas from Paris. And he says, I heard you say you took your Daiwa Lexa 500 to fight the GTs in Australia. I just got one. What pound test would you suggest for fishing on bluefin here? In Paris, thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks for the right question. I would definitely just go with 80-pound braid, preferably 8-plate braid. And that should do the trick for whether you're fishing bluefin or yellowtail or
CT. Straight 80.
Yeah, straight 80.
Yeah, and then what do you put on top of that?
Just varies depending on what you're fishing with.
So with bluefin, if you're going to throw a surface iron at a bluefin with that rod and reel combo.
You probably want to just throw on a short, 12, 16-inch top shot, 100-pound mono.
100-pound mono?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't need... fluorocarbon for that.
No, you want some stretch to absorb head shakes and whatnot as well.
Okay.
Especially with a smaller.
How long a top shot?
12, 16 inches.
Okay, so it's outside the guide.
Exactly.
So you can cast it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How often do you retie that connection? And what connection do you use to the mono, to the floor, or to the Power Pro? And what connections are you using from there to all the way to the lure?
I'll do Tony Pena. And then, my short top shot and then a San Diego knot. If the lure I'm using has a ring on it, and if it doesn't have a ring, I'll do a perfection loop with a double twist or double
San Diego.
No, it's a double nail knot lock.
Oh, a nail knot lock. Okay. Yeah. But it's not going to go through the guide, so it's not, you don't have to worry about
it. No, that's your connection to your lure. Like I said, if you're fishing a lure that doesn't have a split ring and needs an extra swivel point, then you just do the perfection loop with the lock on it.
Good question. Do you put a ring on your lures when you're tying?
It depends on what lure it is, to be honest. Some of the lures I've learned, and it's all trial and error and using them all, but some lures don't like hardware on the front of them.
Yeah.
They just don't do the right thing. So then that's when you
especially surface iron, right?
Surface iron, I like floating stick baits, even swimming stick baits. Some of them just, you've got to do the perfection loop, and it'll swim like a complete different lure than if you put literally a split ring on it.
So perfection loop is strong enough to land a bluefin?
Oh, 110%.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Just learn to tie it properly, right?
Yeah.
Pretty easy knot to tie.
Very easy knot, and then just do it, double nail knot lock on it. So just do the perfection loop, and then it's super easy. It's like doing almost... I'll explain it.
So a double nail knot lock after you tie the perfection
loop? Yeah, you bring it down onto the actual knot that you just tied.
Oh, no kidding.
So you leave enough tag line on the perfection loop to double nail knot it.
Oh, so it doesn't slip.
Yeah, so down twice and then through it.
Oh, okay.
It will never
slip. So it's like two knots, actually.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just started doing the lock thing this year. I'd never locked it before, and I've never really had a problem, but I've had weird looks from people being like, dude, that's held for you. And I'm like, never has it ever broken.
Yeah, because perfection is a pretty good knot.
It's a really good knot.
But that just kind of double sinks it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, easy. All right. Hey, Mike Lum's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Pete, yesterday was fantastic.
It was, wasn't
Absolutely
it? What a great
fantastic.
Job.
It was a fun day.
Yeah, it was. And thanks to you and Tim for coming down and representing Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, and doing all that you do there. And thanks to Steve and the guys over at Dana Landing. Johnny did a great job kind of supervising things while Steve was en route back from Panama. And, of course, Ben was walking around supervising, too. So that was a good thing.
The future. That's what that is right there. Then is the future.
You bet.
That, Reel a Week promotion, you know, we kicked off Reel a Week yesterday, and Reel a Week is a very popular annual fundraiser for the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program. And a combination of great lineup of reels this year. 25 reels were given away. And that's, you buy a $25 ticket and you're in for all 25 drawings. So that's a really nice deal. But of course, Pete, you sweeten the pot with the Let's Talk Hookup package that you put together with the Shimano Talica 16 and the Seaguar fluorocarbon and the Afco lures. For anybody that buys a ticket yesterday through Wednesday of this week, you get entered into a special drawing for that Let's Talk Hookup bonus, and we're going to give that away on Wednesday. So every Reel a Week ticket you buy this week, you get one entry into that special drawing, and that's going to be exciting for whoever wins it. And then in addition to that, we've got a promotion where if you buy four Reel a Week tickets, we'll give you a fifth one at no charge, and we'll enter you into another special drawing where we're going to give away a tackle bag that's got $2,000 worth of tackle. It's a mystery deal. We're not telling you what's in it, but it'll be $2,000 of quality fishing tackle, and you're entered into that if you buy four tickets. And so lots of opportunities here, and the bottom line is this is an important fundraiser for us, and it's how we afford to take as many kids each year as we do. We do a number of fundraisers each year, and they're all equally important because every dollar that comes in from these promotions ends up taking more kids on their first ocean fishing trip. So
that's so cool.
It all comes together.
So what you're saying, Mike, is it's double bonus time right now because
yeah,
you donated Shimano Talica 16 reel and Afco lures and Seaguar fluorocarbon. And so that'll be given away Wednesday to whoever bought tickets yesterday and through Wednesday. And then you get the other bonus. If you buy four tickets, you get a fifth one free, and you get into that $2,000 tackle drawing in addition to winning, having a chance to win those 25 reels of Reel a Week. So it's kind of a no-brainer at this point to buy tickets to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea Reel a Week promotion right now. So how do we do that?
Well, you call Tim at 951-264-7382. That's 951-264-7382. And you leave him your name and telephone number. If he doesn't pick it up, he's usually on another call. And then he'll call you back in the order that those come in, and he'll get your tickets for you. And if you prefer, you can send an email to win@rollokids.org, and all he needs is your name and telephone number, and he'll call you back from that as well. And, you know, yesterday was a very busy day because he was juggling the phones right there in the booth while we were selling tickets live on the spot. We've never really done that before. But he stayed up with it okay, and he's anxious to get busy today for anybody that wasn't there yesterday that want to take a chance at this and get involved with Reel a Week.
Yeah, and take kids fishing. 951-264-7382 or win@rollokids.org if you want to contact Tim. Thanks, Mike, for all you do. And Reel a Week is up and on, and take advantage of these special promotions right now. Appreciate the call this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, glad to have you, Ricky.
Hey, boys.
Yeah, you made it.
That was an interesting morning.
Yeah, so you had an interesting day yesterday during the show, and then this morning, of course. You got to tell the story about yesterday during the show, and I was blown away. When you told me the full story, I was like, wait a minute, how is it that you were still sitting there on the mic? You know,
because I had no choice. Yeah, so sorry if I was a little distracted. Second half of yesterday's broadcast. I love that sale. That sale is so rad. It's probably my favorite outdoor event that we do. Johnny and Steve, I heard you say the same thing. They did a killer job. Deals were epic. And it's fun. Like, Dana's such the hub of fishing over there in Mission Bay. Like, everybody comes out. And I usually stay at that event for hours after the show, just hanging out with buds and talking fishing. I couldn't have been more distracted yesterday. So we had a fun day with both the boys yesterday. Dal wanted to come down to the show and let him hang out and run around Dana Landing. And then we went to, you know, some big water thing afterwards. Anyways, like halfway through the show, I get a text from Dallas. It just is like, okay, things are okay, but not good. And anyways, they were over in PB. Dallas, you know, cousin is in Vegas, and she was pet sitting. Went to go put water in the, you know, in the cat bowl. And when they came back to come back to the event to hang out, so she gets in the elevator, pushes the button, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't go anywhere. Push it again, doesn't go anywhere, so that's weird. Push the door open button, that doesn't work either. And all of a sudden, like, everything doesn't work. 5 minutes later, all the lights shut off, power shut off, just dead. And they were trapped in the elevator for...
So a two-year-old and a
five-month-old
and Dallas trapped alone in a dark elevator.
When the lights went off, the boys were not stoked.
I can imagine.
They were very unhappy.
Yeah. And they spent an hour in there?
So Dallas said she's trying to call the number of this little phone, obviously thing in there, the number of the technician, and she said Wyatt was just like not having it, like pounding on the doors, and he was screaming so loud she couldn't hear him back and forth. And long story short, there was a technician. He goes, okay, I'll be right there. And she waited like 40 minutes before she was just like, F this, and called the fire department. Boys were again super bummed out, you know, and, at about just under an hour. Fire department showed up, super cool, as always, saved the day.
How did they get it? Did they open the doors or they pull them out by the roof?
No, she said they, like, wedged something into the door, you know, some big pry bar type deal, and popped it, because the elevator never moved. They were on the third floor, whatever it might have been, and, popped it open, and then...
Holy mackerel.
And then the guys were so rad. Like, my boy, Wyatt, is just, like, so into fire department. Fire everything. Fire trucks, fire everything. And they, like, he was just the man. They let him, you know, hang out in the fire truck and push the lights and all that
so
kind of stuff.
So a happy ending.
Yeah. So rad. So, but all that was going on during the show, and I'm just like, I couldn't have been more distracted, and ended up leaving my phone at Dana by mistake. Like, it was...
It's like a crazy morning.
Dude,
but you held it together during the show. I'm blown away. Yeah. When you told me she was still trapped, I was like, what?
Yeah, dude.
What's going on?
You want to talk about like a crummy feeling? Like your whole family is trapped over... I mean, I would have just bailed just to be outside the door, you know, let the boys know it's going to be all good, but like... We all rode together down. I didn't even have a car to get there. It was total.
Yeah, that's great. Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
And then this morning, she had to go to work and ran away with your key.
Yes, exactly.
So
we had such a wild day yesterday with everything just not together. You know, we're still like in the finding the perfect groove with Dal's. You know, Dal finished nursing school. She's got an epic job working as a nurse now. So, you know, we're still getting used to the schedule. Thank God we have the raddest moms. They help us so much with the boys and taking care of everything. So she bailed before I did to get Wyatt and Waylon over to her mom. Well, we didn't realize that my keys were still in her car for moving cars around. So yeah,
cars.
All of a sudden I'm like, I'm getting out the door to go. I'm early, like normal.
Yeah,
you know, hanging out on the couch, having a cup, just relaxing. Like, oh, I should probably head on out to the radio show soon. And oh man, my keys are gone, and they're a half hour away with Dallas. She came racing back so she could get
it. Hey, but you made it. You made it.
Yeah, we're here
in good shape. Yeah.
It's just another great story.
It's two in a row.
It's so not fair, though, to be late when you're just like, I've been hanging out
you're
now
ready.
For a half hour. Like, trust me, I'm late all the time when I'm late. You know what I mean? I'm just hanging out. Here we go.
You're ready, man.
But yeah.
Pump. So cool.
It was fun, though, to hang out and listen to the show when I drive in. Hear about Dwayne's new rig.
Dwayne's new rig. Stories of Indo and the Great Barrier Reef, man. Are you kidding me?
I want to go GT fishing.
Yeah.
God, that's cool.
Good stuff. I remember I was fortunate enough to go to Midway Island back in the day when they were open and got to fish that reef for the GT and caught like an 80-pounder, you know. And they were, interestingly enough, at and I don't know if it's true where you were, but they would follow the tiger sharks in the lagoon. And they'd be, I don't know, picking up scraps behind the tiger sharks. So you'd literally cast right behind the tiger shark and hook one.
That's so
rad. Yeah, in, I don't know, 20 feet of water or something like that. So like, but it's they're pretty rad fish.
They're really neat fish.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the shark activity, but I've heard about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then trying to stop them, I fished them off the rocks there too, and there's no stopping those things.
They're just the baddest.
I mean, it's like,
they're the baddest of the bad.
Yeah.
Like, they just are.
Yeah. They're so aggressive and so strong. And you've got to be really, really... That's another thing about fishing over there with those guys, that they know it so well, is they know where to take you to land big ones. You can go hook big ones wherever you want.
That's interesting, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you're just going to lose.
Yeah, like you can hook all you want off of this point. You'll never get
hurt. Yeah, you're going to lose $70 stick baits and lures and tide.
One after the other, right?
Yeah, they're like, oh, this tide, check this spot out. You go and you're casting into this big, they call them blue holes. And they're like, as soon as you're on, I'm motoring right on top of your fish. And it's not going to try to reef you. It's going to go down. So they put you in situations like that where you have to have giant fish, you know.
Yeah.
The only time I was able to catch a real one, a big one on a lure, it was definitely boat assisted also.
Yeah.
And of all the cool places we've been to catch them, my biggest one was from the island of Lanai, outside of Maui there. With Seth
from Maui Jimbo, yeah.
But for sure, like, boat assist, hook the fish, drag the boat. Opposite, we were trying to pull them out of the shallow into the deep. They're the baddest of the bad.
For us, it was more like you don't want to drive your boat into these holes because you spook the fish. So the rule is you creep in there real slow on the trolling motor, and you don't cast until you can cast over the entire hole and land on the other side of the shallow.
Oh,
so when you're bit, just get in there just because you can.
Got it.
Yeah. You know, we definitely had some fish. Like, we had a double on the flats. You'll see it in the movie. My buddy hooks like a 30-pounder, and then the big, like, 75, 80-pounder tries to eat the 30. It's got,
no.
Come on.
It's got teeth marks in its back and on its underside. And I did the full, like, San Clemente calico bass. Like, you know, you get a big brown cloud of bass ball and one slap in the lower, figure eighting it. After a minute and a half of doing it, I got it to eat it.
No!
Yeah, broke my rod, and, like, a third up of my rod. And somehow I didn't get bombing. There's bombings all around us. It was the craziest thing.
What's ever. A bombing?
It's a big coral head.
Ah.
I don't know how.
Wow.
Maybe it's because the top third of my rod was missing, so I was on a broomstick.
Yeah. A little more, but that's the secret.
Those things are so strong. It's cool. So unbelievable.
Yeah, and seeing the video with the shoulders on those things, you realize how powerful that fish is.
Yeah.
It sounds like yellowtail fishing on, big yellow fishing on steroids.
100%, that's what it is. Like, I mean, you know, I know you guys have done it where you just get in those surface lure bites where you don't mind making 8 million casts a day, dude, because you want that one. You're catching them, but you want your 40-pounder, your 50-pounder.
Yeah.
You get in that mentality so quick fishing GTs. You're just like, I'm casting so I get my 80 or 100-pounder.
Like, I could just so
see them.
I could so picture Dwayne's story when he talked about it earlier that they wanted to chase it. And, like, that's the other thing about those things. Nothing chases a lure down like those things. They always live in, that's the other thing. They usually live in places where you see everything. You know, the water's so big. And I mean, you see the dark spot, and then just the race down, and usually the bites are so explosive, and water spraying out, and it's adrenaline and freak out, and oh my god, it's just everything.
Yeah,
it's tap in
fishing.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's so cool.
Fired up, Pete.
Yeah, man, fired up. Hey, and we were just getting ready to jump into Daniel and Rancho Cucamonga on the phones. Good morning, Daniel.
Hey, what up, Daniel?
Good morning, guys. I have a question. I was able to get a hold of 800 ml. What reel should I put on it? I'm looking for a Trinidad or a Manx.
What 800 ml would be like a 25 to 30 pound rod. So what would be your guys' favorite reel for that 25 to 30 pound?
Dwayne?
I would probably put on a Saltiga. Oh, he wants Shimano, but something along the lines of like a Saltiga 14, like a smaller reel or Trinidad 14.
Trinidad 14, yeah. Saltiga 14, yeah.
On the same, like, I would be like a bounce between.
I love that rod, by the way.
Yeah, same.
I love that rod. 800XL.
You got to, like, make the call on Trinidad 14 or Trinidad 16. Both of the, you know, both, but neither's right, neither's wrong. You know, the 14 offers you that very small, fits in your hand killer. Spool weighs less, bait's able to pull line off the reel a little bit better, especially if you get into a situation where you had to fish a chove or a small sardine. That lightweight spool is nice. But the 16 is a good option too. Still plenty of the right size for 25 pound, 30 pound. And you upsize now to the larger size. You know, you have the same gears and guts and drags as you're trying to add 30. Put in this nice small little package that fits in your hand.
Narrower, easy casting.
Go to a great shop that's got both. Put them both in your hand. Maybe even bring your rod with you. Put them both in the rod. And just, you're not going to make a wrong decision whichever you go. But see what feels right. See what fits in your hand better. Knowing that both reels will do the same job, but one's going to be a little more compact and fly line a little better. The other's going to have a little more guts to it.
For sure. Hey, that does free up. Thanks a lot for the call. It does free up a number, 213-432-1090. You have a chance to win $300 gift certificate for Costa sunglasses. And we're giving away that pair of Costas. Thanks for Costas back in the game here as far as our giveaways. We're going to be doing regular giveaways of Costa sunglasses through the year. And this is your chance to get a $300 gift certificate to the best sunglasses for a fisherman.
No doubt. It's been a very busy morning as you've been hearing already, but if you want to get through, there is one line still open. 213-432-1090 not only gives you your chance to talk to Dwayne, but also your shot at winning those Costas. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock God Rick sent you for a special price. Adventureandcamping.com.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat. Probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to seek West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing with Dwayne. Such a rad show. And, you know, again, Dwayne's such a busy guy. It's always fun to have him in here talking fishing and talking about the boats. And, man, speaking about talking fishing, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. And if you like fishing for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, man, you are missing potential bites. Nautilus circle hooks come in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-0. And for big fish, that Nautilus HD is a tough enough hook, but not too oversized wire. Both come in ringed or non-ringed versions. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. Saw a ton of people taking advantage of that bike.
Yeah.
You get one free and free box from Gamakatsu with the data landing sale yesterday.
That was cool.
That was a very popular combo for sure. And speaking of popular, we got the man on the line, Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Ward Sport Fishing. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up, Dwayne? Good morning, everybody. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Man, you know that, you guys talking that topwater GT stuff, you know, it's the same stoke when those bass are up in the weeds and they're on those hard stick baits. It's crazy. It's the same hype. It doesn't matter what fish it is. Just something about seeing it happen is so much fun.
Nothing better, right?
It multiplies it tenfold. You're totally right.
Good stuff, man. Well, hey, more of the same for us this week. You know, we did see some improvements along the beach, which we were stoked to see. Three-quarter day kind of starting it off, just more of that rockfish action. It's been excellent. That deep water out there on that 14, it just continues to impress. Some very nice quality on that rockfish out there. You know, just a good mix of those bank rockfish, chilies, some giant boccaccio out there. The key out there, though, we're telling our guys, it's all been about the proper tackle, right? You have to fish the braided line out there. 30 to 60 pound is all you really need out there. But you got to have it on a reel with a good pickup so you're not, you know, don't have a blown out shoulder by the end of the day. But that's been really important. The days that we're going out there, you know, we just do a good tackle check in the morning before people show up. You know, the guys all have the right gear. We're going to go out there. We're going to fish it. If some of the guys have some of the you know, wrong stuff, we can urge them to rent a rod or something. But guys, if you're coming and you want to fish out there, make sure you bring the right gear. The guys fishing the jigs out there too have been doing well. That 400 gram stuff has been doing really good. Those guys tapping into some of that suspended fish from anywhere like 60 to almost 100 feet off the bottom. Those guys have been doing real well on those. Locally, the half-day scene, like I said, we did see some improvements in that water temp, and with that, the bass did kind of kick in a bite mode toward the end of the week, which is good to see. So it's been kind of a mid-water approach on that stuff, either the sliding egg sinkers or, you know, a fluke or a swim bait on a lighter lead head, kind of get that bait down mid-water column. So the calico bass guys, we're stoked to see some of that back in play again. So good sign. You know, that water is back in that 61 to 63 degree zone. And coming from a 58 to 59, you know, that's a big jump on the beach. So it's good to see that kind of come into place. Really helped with the bass fishing. And then finally, out there on the island, they're out at Kalmani. Marcus has reported back that there's plenty of good rockfish out there with some shots at some lane cause in the morning so they can get the boat to drift proper. And then the better info was that a signal on the yellowtail there. Marcus has seen a couple good schools and a couple good spots. You know, they picked some fish off at the last couple trips, guys with yo-yo jigs, live bait, stuff like that. But he said it's been a good sign. It's just not quite in bite mode yet. So we'll keep tabs on that. I'm sure he'll, you know, keep track of that as he gets out there. Obviously, with the weather, the guys are tied to the dock today. But they're looking forward to getting back out there this week and seeing what that stuff has to offer. And then, of course, surface action out there has been pretty good. On the bass, bonito, guys dropping to the bottom with the sinkers on the whitefish and sheephead. So it was a pretty good week across the board for us, so we're looking forward to seeing what we have this next week. But
yeah, just and that I'll tell you what, this weather, Willie, is not that bad. I mean, yeah. It's going to blow through and get back to good
totally.
Pretty quickly.
100%. Just a quick little blow through, and we'll be back at it this week. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give us a call here, 949-496-5794. Guys got to make those reservations if you want the boat to get off the dock. So sometimes guys will show up in the morning, you know, hoping that the boat will get out. We've been pretty lucky and have the boat pretty much out every day. But make those reservations. It helps, you know, the next guy figure out if he wants to come too. So call us and book online or do whatever you need to do to make that reservation.
All right. Appreciate that, Brian, very much. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. This is the time of the year where every week it's just going to get better better and better, right?
That's the hope. That's the hope. So, cool. Good show. Talk to you guys next week. See ya.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks. Appreciate that very much. And we're waiting for Gundy, but you said he had a great chest, huh?
I thought so, and it's one that we haven't mentioned yet, and I know it's something that Pinnacle does so good, and I thought it was a fun one to read. It was from John in Rancho San Diego. Said, what a great show so far, fellas. Captain Dwayne, can you please comment about Pinnacle's commitment to fish care after the catch? Everybody talks so much about RSW systems, but I know that your guys' care for catch is such a prideful thing, and I think you guys do a better job than probably anybody in the space that you're in, and I know it's a big deal for you and your crew. Yeah. And maybe give us a little rundown on how you guys do it on Pinnacle.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, you know, you spend all this money to go on these big fish trips, and you harvest yourself a big giant fish, and you want it to come out great. It all comes around fish care. So we always start obviously with proper gaff shots. We do not do meat gaff shots. We always aim for the head. Forward of the gills, once that fish is brought on board the vessel, we bleed it immediately, spike it, and ikajimi it. We allow this fish to bleed out on the deck for, you know, about 5-10 minutes, and then we could do a coring of them, so to take out their gills and guts and rinse them out for another 10 minutes, and then they go in the slurry. That gives a fish a chance to kind of cool down because they are hot when they come on the boat. Even if it's a cool day, they're still hot, so you let them cool down a little bit to the ambient temperature of the air, and then you get them in ice. And, you know, the key is just to keep the things completely stuffed inside the core and around the fish. You know, also insulated towels over your kill bags help a lot. We've been implementing that a lot.
That's wow. Just keeping the direct sun off of the bag.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. It's as easy as going to U-Haul and getting moving.
Totally. Places. That's a great idea.
Another thing that we've been using is a new brand of kill bags that we got approached by last year, and it's called Kill Bags. You can find it at killbags.com. These guys
are those the guys that were at Dana Landing yesterday?
Yeah. They've really done their homework.
Look cool. They look like they store real nice, too.
They store really nice. They keep ice really nice. Those guys did their homework, and they've been, you know, working on this product for years, and they've generally made the best kill bag or game bag, as you should say.
around, I think. So that's been helping us a lot.
And they said they don't leak.
They do not leak whatsoever, inside or out. It's all welded.
Really?
No seams. No, not at all.
And you've had good luck with the zippers. I mean, that's the thing that drives everybody crazy.
Yeah, we had, I think we ran like six or seven of their bags last year, and we had one bag that probably didn't get zipper conditioned enough, and that it broke, and he gave us a brand new one right away and took that one to go look and see what happened. You know, these guys really care. So now they are at their final production, and that launches this year. These things are ready. They're rad, and they've generally helped with our fish care as well. So
that's cool.
I don't blame most of the people. I mean, most of the zipper problems, let's face it, are usually all on us. Like you way overload that bag and fish and just dump it in and don't try to readjust the bag. And, you know, all of a sudden you got a bag that's supposed to be straight, and it's, you know, 3 feet wide with ice, and you just think grabbing a hold of the zipper with a pair of duckbills and jamming it home is going to get it. It's never going to work. You know, and it's usually our fault, but for those guys to make it super extra heavy duty is
what I like. Is the no seam thing and the no leak, and the no seam means no leak, and then up top at the zipper you're not going to get seam separation from it being in the sun.
So
a lot of the bags will get seam separation just from sun wear.
Sure.
So that kind of saves that on the kill bag's behalf. So
for sure. All right, well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Lots of patient callers standing by. How about this time we talk to Dave? He's calling us from Anza this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Say, it's really good to follow up that call you got from Mike Worm earlier in the show. This last week, we had a Captain Rollo Kids at Sea trip. We, up here in Anza, you know, we live in the outback. We have a lot of homeschoolers, and our church likes to organize events for these kids to get out and get together, and I was able to get us in on a Rollo trip. We did a trip on the Daily Double out of Point Loma, and I can tell you everybody on that trip had a great time. You know, every kid on this trip, it was either their first time fishing or their first time on the ocean, and everybody caught a fish. And I got to hand it to the crew, the Daily Double, the way they worked with these kids, too. You know, a lot of these kids had never held a rod before, and using conventional reels, there was hardly any tangles, hardly any backlashes either. They really worked well with the kids. So anyhow, you know, we hear about these Captain Rollo's trips, but when you're out there and you see what it's doing with these kids, that's a whole new ballgame. It was just a great trip. Couldn't have had a better time. And this is really the organization to support, because what I saw out there, that's the future of sport fishing.
Yeah, that's why we do Reel a Week and support all the causes that do, because that's it's all about taking kids fishing for sure. And Dave, good for you for putting a group together. And if you want to put your own group together, just go on the website, Rollo Kids, rollokids.org, and just put a request in. It was just that easy, right? Right, Dave?
Yeah, I got in earlier this year. They're very accommodating. They gave me a choice of dates, and they put us on the boat.
There you go. Hey, that's Dave, awesome. Thanks for the report, and I'm glad the Daily Double and their crew did such a great job to treat the kids to a nice day on the water, for sure. That's important. Hey, Mike from Torrance sends a good morning and great show. What a great fishing spot. What is a great fishing spot that is not well known and a good fishing technique used when you're down, when you're there? Where's your spot? He wants to know, you've been to so many different spots.
Oh.
Where's the spot that you say, Mike, you got to go here, and here's what you need
to
do?
We're going to keep beating up the Great Barrier Reef for us. that's when I got there last year, I was in just complete awe of how few boats there were. And as I got to know the place and do my second year there, like, I was confirmed, like, there's very few people that go out there and fish, or fish in a topwater manner, or a smaller boat. They're in game boats fishing for marlin, or, you know what I mean? They're dropping livies or dropping dead bait down deep, but no one's really up on the reef fishing topwater. It's not a big thing there. You think it is.
Really?
And there's a lot of spots on that reef that have never been fished in that manner, and those fish have never seen a topwater lure.
No way.
Yeah, it's like still the Wild West over there.
Wow.
I mean,
this is a very northern part of the Great Barrier Reef?
No. I was, like, North Queensland off Airlie Beach. There's still thousands of miles of it. And that's the thing,
so cool.
the place is so immensely huge. The playing field is just unfathomable.
Right.
And there's literally still so many places there within reach of a harbor that has never been fished proper. Or not even say properly, but in our manner. You
right,
know,
yeah.
I mean, cast to catch. So it's truly a special spot, which has a lot of life and longevity left to it as far as keeping my interest perked.
You're going back.
Oh, God, yeah.
I thought that was so cool. You were saying that, you know, you guys were camping out on a skiff, like, but that's the only way to do it. It's so big and so far, like, yeah. You just, that's it. It's boat camping and, you know, and
you're either day tripping.
You're grilling on a Coleman stove.
Yeah, you're day tripping, hauling butt in and out, or you're going out there for 2 days. You know, that's what most guys do, the guys that are tapped there. And yeah.
You're running, what, 40 miles offshore?
It's 50 miles from Airlie Harbour. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and that's a lot. That's a long way in Australia. Like, I mean... You know, on the ocean.
Sure, because you know. You've got weather to deal with there.
Yeah,
it's not
exactly.
The same. Like, that's the thing that always trips me out is we, you know, and again, I rightfully so, I realize the level of wuss that I am, but, like, we fish here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all forget that this is, man, this is, like, when it's like, questionable here, that's, like, what so many other places, like, they're either stoked with or just, like, oh, that's Tuesday. What do you mean? You're canceling?
Yeah.
You're canceling because it's 5 feet and there's 15 knots of wind? Like,
yeah.
We're hyped. We're going to get out of the harbor today.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That's fun. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to culminate the catch report. We got more of your phone calls, lots more texts, and a whole lot more with Dwayne. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Capressi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
San Diego, if there's one thing we like, it's choices.
And with a Ford F-150, you have a range of pickups for any job. With great offers on a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability. Whether that job is getting heavy things where you need them to go, getting things done, or going from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds, tough, this smart, and capable can only be called F-150. Get ready and go get your own. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.